2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Boyd, it is wonderful to have you back. 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy. It's 93 degrees. KSL's top story. We have breaking news. The body of a missing 16-year-old has just been found at Pineview Reservoir. The boy disappeared in the water over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Weber County search and rescue officials say four teens decided to swim through one section of Pineview Reservoir when they realized it was too far.
When they were on their way back, they began to tire out, and one of them wasn't able to make it back to shore.
Weber County Sheriff's Lieutenant Courtney Ryan says none of them were wearing life jackets, and this is the fourth drowning at the reservoir this year. So he says everyone needs to have a safety plan when they hit the water.
Buddy system, also the flotation device, have somebody watching from shore.
Ryan says the hot temperatures outside and the cold water make muscles cramp quickly, making swimming less safe. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Yes, the simplest message from the rescue workers, wear a life jacket if you're out on the water. Another day, another flash flood warning, this one in effect down south in parts of Iron, Kane, and Washington counties. The National Weather Service says flooding is likely around Zion National Park till 4:45 this afternoon. They suggest you immediately move to higher ground, and they once again caution, do not drive through floodwaters. Today, the Dow suffered its worst single-day loss since back in October. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, this sell-off the result of investor worries over the rapidly spreading Delta variant.
Fears that this Delta variant of COVID is going to cause more restrictions and slow down the economic recovery. I think, secondly, that we're concerned about the pace of inflation and what that means to the Federal Reserve and their stimulus programs.
Art Hogan at National Security says stocks like airlines and cruise ships posted some of the biggest declines. The Dow ended down by 2%. As jumps in the price of some food items started to rattle to consumers, President Biden is saying that key parts of his domestic agenda, what he calls human infrastructure, will raise wages without raising prices.
That won't increase inflation. It will take the pressure off of inflation.
The president adding that no serious economist is suggesting that there's unchecked inflation. A grand jury has returned an indictment charging four Chinese nationals with hacking into the computer systems of dozens of companies, universities, and government entities in the U.S. between 2011 and 2018. Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman making the announcement.
This case is about a cyber hacking and economic espionage campaign led by the government of China.
The Biden administration has also linked the Chinese government to a massive cyber attack of Microsoft email exchange that impacted thousands of computers and the world earlier this year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Okay, we have a little confusion over kids and masks this fall. The CDC says children under 12 should wear masks. Those over 12 still unvaccinated should also wear masks. But the nation's top group of pediatricians, the American Academy of Pediatrics, wants all kids in masks in school this fall. But Utah, this will not be happening. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Utah recently passed a law saying school districts cannot require masks. Of course, you can choose to wear them, but no K-12 or the state's public colleges and universities can require them. The AAP, though, today saying that all children over 2 should be wearing masks regardless of vaccination status because much of that student population won't be vaccinated, and it's hard to tell who is and who isn't as new variants emerge. This influential group of medical experts is taking their guidance a step further than the CDC, who says kids kids and teachers who are vaccinated can go maskless in school. Lindsay Garrett's KSL News Radio.
Okay, so important. Where does the White House stand?
The president's going to rely on the recommendations of the CDC and also local publicly available health guidelines. That's always how it's worked, and I think it will continue to work that way moving forward.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it's a question to be answered locally, not by Washington. Los Angeles County is now requiring masks indoors. That's a mask mandate for 10 million people. Are they wearing them?
Outside of stores, coffee shops, gyms, and movie theaters, the signs are back up here stating masks are mandatory. This man at a gym working out with a mask on.
Hopefully we can just keep moving forward if everyone wears their mask, and hopefully people keep getting vaccinated and so we can get past this.
But the sheriff here in LA County has already made it clear he won't be enforcing the mask mandate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time 3:05. Ricky Meese is here. Quick look at traffic, but first, Ricky, on Friday, you and I talked about what we were doing this weekend, and we both came up with nothing.
Nothing.
Empty pockets. I don't know. There's nothing to do. Let me live vicariously through you. Tell me you did something exciting over the weekend.
No.
All right. No. What's the traffic?
I did watch everybody's Facebook post of the Garth Brooks concert on Facebook.
Yeah, it was fun to look at pictures of it, right?
Yeah, and sit there feeling envious. We are beginning our Monday afternoon drive with emergency traffic. This is in Summit County where we've had an accident westbound I-80 about a mile west of Wanship, and also a report of a possible vehicle fire involved in that crash. And that is what you're going to see traveling westbound I-80, heavy delays in that spot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. It'd be nice to take a dip. 97 degrees, and my minute of news is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.